Have it set at rookie mode in that game? Was Kalen Ballage playing at rookie mode, or he was playing at pro mode and everybody else was playing on rookie? What? 10 touchdowns.
It was eight.
Eight.
It was
eight. Okay, eight. All right. Eight. We're just checking to see if you remember, and I know you remember the number.
I had too many cups of coffee this morning, man.
Oh, man. No, it was a wild game, but people ask me that all the time, and I honestly don't remember. Like, I remember it, but I've been playing football since the third grade, and I just – it's always pushing forward, always just continuing to play. And, you know, it was a big shootout. So whenever they scored, we needed to answer.
If you guys don't know what we're referencing here, Arizona State beat Texas Tech 68-55 last year. Kalen, you had eight touchdowns in that game. Obviously, you're a special talent. But what was your offensive line doing for you that game? I mean, what was that like?
They were amazing. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys heard about it or anything, but after the game for the press conference, they wanted to bring me up, and I brought the whole offensive line with me. So those guys mean a lot to me, you know, and they lay it out on the line every game for me. And offensive linemen don't ever get any glory. They don't ever get, you know, any kind of recognition. So I made that a point.
Well, that's a powerful gesture. I'm sure those guys appreciated it.
Yeah.
I would take exception with the notion, though, that O-linemen don't get enough attention. You know, from the ladies, obviously, they're getting enough of it. And that's, you know, that's kind of why most of these guys are playing on the O-line.
Did Darrell Mack ever bring you up to the podium after a game?
I don't think he knew my name. But,
okay.
No, look, some – no.
Did Brian Johnson ever invite you up after a game?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But, no, it's a wonderful sign when guys are willing to do that, though. I'm sure your O-line appreciated it.
No, absolutely. Those guys are – I mean, like I said, they don't ever get any glory. They're out there. They grind hard every day. Big bodies. They're running. They're moving. They're moving other people that are big bodies. And, you know, I just appreciate those guys. And, you know, without them, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Seems like you play in a fun offense. This seems when you guys are clicking. And I know you were up and down with it a little bit last year. But when that ASU offense is clicking,
right,
you guys have – guys out in the pattern. You got two or three of you, Demario Richards, running backs here and there. So is it a fun offense? Is that why you ultimately came to ASU? Because you had other offers.
Absolutely. It's an amazing place to play. And we have so much talent, you know. And when we work together and all those things click for us, it's dangerous. You know, we have N'Keal Harry on the outside and me and Demario in the backfield. And last year, you know, we had Tim White and Fred Gamage. And we have just so many moving pieces to the offense that make us special. So definitely when we get rolling, it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like there was some quarterback competition this year in spring. The Alabama transfer, Blake Barnett, getting some reps. But it seemed like your head coach kind of let it out last week. Seems like Manny Wilkins is going to be the guy at quarterback. Or is there still going to be some competition?
No, it's a quarterback battle, and it'll continue to be, you know. And, you know, we're going to go with the best guy for our team. Both of those guys are different in their own way and unique, but they're great quarterbacks. So we're going to have the ability to, you know, pick and choose who we want.
ASU running back Kalen Ballage with us here on ESPN 700 as we talk a little bit about some stuff. You mentioned N'Keal Harry. Preseason, might be a first-team All-Pac-12 receiver, certainly in that discussion. That game against Utah last year. Remember that play that N'Keal Harry made?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's big time.
Yeah, I mean, he ran one way, then came back the other way.
He's big time.
Is he as good a player as you play with?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a really big body. He's like 220 pounds, and he plays that way. He's very strong, talented, quick, fast, great hands, everything that you could ask for. He's got it.
You know, I want to go back to the Blake Barnett story here, the Alabama transfer at quarterback. Utah has an Alabama transfer named Cooper Bateman at quarterback who might be factoring in as well. Anytime you get a transfer at quarterback, it's a different deal than some backup linebacker. But when you get a transfer from Alabama, what are your expectations as a teammate?
When Blake actually came from Alabama, he became my roommate right away. One of our guys, Colton Gerhardt, Toby Gerhardt's little brother, he transferred and went to New Mexico, and Blake moved into his spot. So I kind of got to know him early on, and he's just a really good guy. And he wants to be successful in everything that he does, so we like having him around.
I remember Utah got a transfer at quarterback from Oklahoma one year, and everybody wanted to know, hey, how different is Oklahoma? You know, how do we stack up at Utah? This was in the Mountain West days. There was a little bit of an inferiority complex then. When a guy comes in from Bama, do you have some of those questions? Like, hey, what, you know.
Yeah, you know, I asked him, you know, how is the talent level here compared to Alabama? And he'll tell us straight up, we have all the talent in the world. It's about us putting it together and making it work for us. And, you know, with our personnel, offensively, defensively, and we'll be fine because he'll tell you himself that the talent level is not a big difference coming from Alabama.
Your teammate was here a minute ago, JoJo Wicker, and he said, man, the Utah game feels like a rivalry game to us.
Yeah.
Is that how it feels for you too?
Absolutely. It's crazy because, you know, Tucson and Arizona, they are a big rival, you know, in-state rival. But it's like within the Pac-12, you have four other rival games. It's like everybody you play is your rival, it seems like, because everybody in the Pac-12 is just good.
What's it like practicing against your defense? I mean, I assume they're running their normal style. I mean, they blitz all the time and crazy looks. And then you go out there and you play a team, a defense like Stanford, for example, or, you know, a defense like Washington. They're not bringing the same amount of pressure. What's that adjustment like?
Well, we game plan for that stuff week by week. So, you know, we have the scout team give us a look, and we're able to gauge that, you know, before we get to the game, so we're not just running into a big surprise or anything. So,
but, I mean, in spring, right, you guys are just going against the ASU
so you better be on your toes for sure. There's a lot of moving parts in our defense, a lot of people that are very talented on the defensive side of the ball as well. And so you got to look out for, you know, you got to have your head on a swivel.
Is Todd Graham as intense as he appears to be?
Yeah, absolutely. More intense than he appears
His face
to be.
Just got real serious when he said that.
Coach Graham's got the best cowboy boots here at Media Day.
Yeah, he's
I don't know if he's wearing them still. I know last year he had some brand new boots.
He's right behind us. He'll be.
Yeah,
over
I don't
in
know if
second.
He's wearing them. Okay, I don't know if he's wearing them today, but yeah, he's got some nice shoes.
So you guys are perennially a bowl team. Obviously, hadn't missed a bowl game in a bunch of years. Last year, you guys did. What was it like as an athlete sitting at home in December?
I had the biggest break of my life, and it was like, this is kind of awkward, you know, going to a bowl game 2 years in a row and then sitting out for one. I was like, I felt like I was home forever, like bored, like, what am I doing? I should be playing football right now. So, but it gave us time to think about, you know, the season that passed, and it made us, you know, focus on our future.
What do you want to do this year? 9 touchdowns in a game?
Nah, I'm not really too worried about individual goals. You know, I truly feel like, if you go out and you win 10, 11, 12 games, your individual goals take care of themselves.
Sunday's in the future?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
What other elements of the team are you guys going to be working on now through fall camp? How many more position battles do you think are going to be solidified?
We compete every day. And every position, I mean, I don't even think my job's guaranteed. I swear, that's how it feels every time I come on the field. And I think that's important because you never get comfortable. And I think when you get comfortable is when you really start to lack.
What's the recruiting process like? I know we hit on this a little bit earlier on in the process, but what were your first impressions of Arizona State? And what's it like now when recruits come on campus? What do you tell them?
I mean, it's different now. You know, we have a new facility and everything, and that's kind of like everybody's coming in and whoa, and their eyes are so big, and they lay out, you know, everything for them. But it was different when I came here because it was kind of – you just kind of had to catch the vibe of the players and the people that you were around, and that's what I fell in love with at Arizona State. You know, DJ Foster, Taylor Kelly, and Marion Grice, and, like, the people that were here before me is really what made me want to come here.
It's nice to have 75 degrees in January when you're from Colorado.
Yeah,
isn't
absolutely. I mean, it's hot for, like, 3.5 months, but the rest of the year is – I mean, it's 80, 75 degrees every day.
That's when you got to go home and visit the family in Colorado, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out of that heat and then come back. Although
right.
Fall camp's got to be a killer.
Yeah, it's hot. It definitely tests your toughness, and it's like 110 every day.
My parents drove me up for a junior day when I was early on in the recruiting process. This is a few coaching staffs ago at Arizona State. But the first thing we saw when we got on campus, there was this frat house kind of in the corner. And instead of a lawn, it was just bras and beer cans. It was bra straps and beer cans. And we pulled up at this red light, and I said, Mom, Dad, just drop me off. I'm here. This is my decision. I'm going to ASU. I didn't even have a scholarship at that point. I just said, I'm walking on, or maybe I'm not. I'm just going to live right here. And they said, you're not going to make it. There's going to be too many parties, and you're gonna flame out. They were right. I would have. But how much of a distraction can that be when there's a party on campus 6 days a week?
I mean, for me, it's not a distraction at all, but it's just a maturity thing. You know, some guys, like I said, they get on campus and they're like wide-eyed and like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And with the weather, it comes less clothes for these women. And so I don't think that helps guys either. But, you know, it's all a brotherhood, and I feel like a big brother. You know, so I take care of the younger guys below me. And in age, and you know, I just continue to try to help out this football team.
Kalen Balazs with us from Arizona State. Have a good year, man. We'll see you in Salt Lake in October.
Thank you, sir.
It won't be 110 then.
Oh, I hope not.
It won't be 110 then.